Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now. Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Sorry about that. It's me, Kevin Wall. I'm so excited. There is news to report on. And not all of it is good when it comes to the COVID-19. Governor Sisolak is saying that Nevada schools can reopen facilities immediately. That has nothing to do with reopening school. It means the principals can come in and they're off of lockdown. But it does not say if schools will start back in session in August. The other piece of news, not quite as good. The number of new COVID-19 cases in Clark County and the state of Nevada both increased today to the highest level in 2.5 weeks. You know, the thing we wonder about with all of these people that were out there protesting and standing elbow to elbow with their friends protesting the George Floyd thing, I will simply say that there is a risk, and we all knew this, whether it's New York or whether it's California or it's Atlanta or it's Kansas City, wherever it is, that wherever it is, in 2 weeks, let's see if there is a huge spike. And at least so far, we've got the highest surge in the last 2.5 weeks. Is that a product of the George Floyd protests? Don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. Also, you may have seen that a couple of strip restaurants are adding an optional COVID-19 surcharge. Are businesses going to try and make the money back with a surcharge? I hope not. I really, honest to God, hope not. It would be unfortunate if they did. Now, one of the things we're going to be talking about today, in fact, we got a busy day. We're going to visit with Dan Eberhardt, the chief executive officer of Canary LLC and the managing partner of Eberhardt Capital. He's a money guy. What does the great economic news, and again, Dow was down 300. But still, the Dow is over 27,000. Remember that right before we went into the downturn, the shutdown, the Sisolak shutdown, right before we did that, we were at 29,500. We're now at just over 27,000. We are not that far off our high water mark. And I'm just going to tell you, this is a little scary for me because I'm in that age group where you start looking at your 401k and say, well, you know, I'm not going to need it today, but I can see, you know, needing my 401k somewhere down the road. And you always think of the poor people that right before 2008, they were just getting ready to retire and they were a couple of years away. And all of a sudden, you know, the bottom falls out of everything, the housing market. And simply put, you know, we are much better off right now, even with being down 300 on the Dow today. I'll simply tell you, we have reason for optimism. I mean, if you look at all of the indicators, the U.S. economy added more than 2.5 million jobs in May versus what was expected to be a 7.5 million job loss. 225,000 manufacturing jobs, 464,000, almost half a million construction jobs, $1.2 million leisure and hospitality jobs, all were added in May. May also saw the greatest number of jobs created in a single month. That is a record. And I know a lot of people are going to poo-poo this and say, well, it's just a warble. It's, you know, it's an aberration. There's nothing really there. Well, I will tell you, it is good. It is very, very good. And while we were down 300 today, we might be up 600 tomorrow. And eventually, I think in the coming weeks, we could be getting back, at least, and again, the Dow. It's, what, 30 different stocks, something like that? And people say they want to poo-poo the Dow. But the markets are up. We've been setting records on NASDAQ and the Dow. We're making inroads on job creation. We're actually creating jobs. And, of course, we know we would. You purposely shut something down when you want to fire up the engines again. That's fine. You can do that. But this was a strong jobs report. In fact, the unemployment rate, didn't it drop to like 13.3%? That's horrible. And to those of you that are out of work and not collecting $1,000 a week. I mean, I got to tell you, I've talked to more people that are making that $600 federal thing. Whew. Yeah. That's impressive. Actually creating jobs. So we created 2.5 million jobs instead of losing 7.5 million more jobs. And by the way, why isn't anybody, why isn't CNN talking about that? They love talking about George Floyd and Al Sharpton and Biden. Biden made about a 4 or 5 minute taped eulogy, which aired today. And we'll try and let you hear it if we can. But I'll just tell you, it's encouraging. The question is, when will the left, and you know they won't, there's no way they're going to be talking about this. There's no way it's in the Democrat talking points, and it's certainly not in Joe Biden's. But this is going to be interesting to see what happens if we can sustain this momentum. Big Mo, it's on the side of the president. Now, I know people were talking the other day how a new CNN poll just out, like 2 days ago, said that his approval rating, the president's approval rating, was down around 37%. But that when you look at Biden over Trump in some of these battleground state polls, it's not that dramatic. It's 2 points here, 4 points there. It is certainly, if not in the margin of error, it is, well, it's pretty darn good. Remember where the president was in the final weeks before the 2016 election, and everybody was record to, you know, was ready to break that glass ceiling, and they even got a hotel ballroom that had a glass ceiling, and all of a sudden, she loses. Could that happen again? Coming up, I'll let you hear from Joe Biden. Also from Al Green. Al Green, not the singer. This is the black congressman from Houston. And he was one of the speakers. You know, it was kind of funny. They were trying to hold everybody to a 2-minute limit. And all these people, Al Green, gosh, Sheila Jackson Lee. And they all took 5-6 minutes. They had to be to the graveyard by 3 o'clock Central Time. They had they said they had a gate time of 3 o'clock. It was so funny. It was so funny. And nobody stuck to the 2-minute rule. Now, on the other hand, I'm going to stick to the 6-minute rule. Okay? I'm going to take exactly 6 minutes, and then we're going to go to break. When we come back, I'll let you hear Al Green, not the singer, the congressman, black congressman from Houston, a demo rat. And we'll let you hear how he got political. You know, it's a funeral, for crying out loud. Why do we have to get political? I just don't quite understand it. We'll let you hear Al Green in his own words. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"? course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you this hour. Brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I promised I'd let you hear from Al Green. Now, Al Green, just so you know, he was one of the first members of Congress. I think he might have been the first to bring up a bill in the House of Representatives to impeach the President of the United States. And one of the issues that he took issue with was the President and his attitude towards the kneel down in the National Football League. And he just went off on that. And he thought that was grounds for impeachment. I'm like, what? Just because he doesn't like Colin Kaepernick or NFL players that went to a knee, that's grounds. That's just weird. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Al Green. He is a congressman from Houston, not the singer, and he has authored a congressional resolution honoring George Floyd, and he announced this at the Floyd funeral this afternoon.
This resolution is going to say to those who look through the vista of time that at this time there lived one among us who was a child of God who was taken untimely, but we're going to make sure that those who look through time that they will know that he made a difference within his time, because he changed not only this country, not only the United States, he changed the world. George Floyd changed the world. And we're going to make the world know that he made a difference. Dear brothers and sisters, we have a duty, responsibility, and an obligation not to allow this to be like the other times. We have a responsibility to not only George Floyd, but to all of those other persons, Breonna Taylor. Yeah. We have a responsibility to each one of them to make sure that we do not walk away today after having celebrated his life and not taken the next step to commemorate and to assure the future generations that this won't happen again. It's time. So, brothers and sisters, the Congressional Black Caucus has done something. It's historic. Karen Bass, under her leadership, we have now a law that makes it against the law to put your foot on the neck of a person. It's against the law. You can't have a no-knock law. It's against the law. You're going to have to wear your body cameras. It's against the law. The Congressional Black Caucus is making a difference. But I believe there's one more thing that we ought to do to make a difference. We have got to have reconciliation. This country has not reconciled its differences with us. We survived slavery, but we didn't reconcile. We survived segregation, but we didn't reconcile.
We're suffering in vicious discrimination because we didn't reconcile. It's time for a Department of Reconciliation in the highest land, the highest office. It's time to have someone who's going to make it his or her business to seek reconciliation for black people in the United States of America every day of his life. That's what it is it's all about. It's time for us to reconcile. We need a Department of Reconciliation. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.
That's Al Green, not the singer, the crazed congressman from Houston. Now, just a quick note before we go to break, because this is important. He started rattling off the litany of names, and nothing has happened. Under the Trump administration, African-American unemployment rate was at an all-time low. Employment was at an all-time high. Wages were up. I mean, I can go through the whole thing, and I know Heidi has done this in the morning, going through this litany of all the great things that the president did for the African-American community. Okay? But it does beg the question, is anything going to be different this time around? Or... is this just going to extend and extend and extend? There'll be a few. My guess is there will be a few more protests. But is anything really going to change? Now remember, Democrats with America's either first or second black president, depending on if you count Bill Clinton, they had 8 years. 8 stinking years. They had beer summits. They had national dialogue on race. We had all that. And yet still people think, some in this country, that nothing has changed. That we haven't had reconciliation. And by the way, what constitutes reconciliation? What is it that constitutes reconciliation? Now, I have my ideas, and we're going to talk about it in our next segment. This whole notion of reconciliation. I think it's all about not reconciliation, but reparation. I honestly believe that. That what we're talking about is the prelude to reparations. A huge transfer of American wealth from African Americans, or from white people to African Americans. I really believe that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up our phone lines early because I'd love to hear what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. In Las Vegas, it's 702-866-6700. What is going to happen next? The lasting legacy of George Floyd. Or will there be a lasting legacy? There's talk that the new bill rattling around in Congress is going to be named the George Floyd Act. But will anything really change? We'll get to that. A whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, and you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams right now, crews are still cleaning up that accident. That's eastbound Flamingo at Rainbow. We're also getting some slowing on the Beltway right now, 215 west at Green Valley, 215 west at the 15 interchange. For moderate flows, it's kind of touch and go as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl on the 95 and the 15. Some congestion there by the new stadium, 15 northbound at Hacienda. And the construction continues as well there on Interstate 15 southbound. That is between Star Avenue and Sloan Road. Those lane restrictions are going to be in effect for the next few nights.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Vegas Golden Knights have opened up small workouts at their team facility. Now, media not allowed into the facility, but some information has come out. Some of the individuals who were part of the first group on Monday include Marc-Andre Fleury, Mark Stone, Max Pacioretty, Paul Stastny, Nick Holden, and Derek England. No players, no coaches were made available to the media as this phase of the NHL's restart does remain voluntary. There's still no real clarification on when the NHL season is going to restart, although it is believed that that will probably happen at some point in late July. This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. You know, especially with the way things are now, I was looking into a way to make my home even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They're amazing. They're so tough. They're guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, but they're very easy for you to get out if there's an emergency in your home, right? How great is that? People can't see in, but you can see out. They're beautiful. And the most important thing is criminals are looking for easy access. And if they can't get into your home instantly, they're going to move on. That's what you want. And with Boss Security Screens, that's what you'll have. Secure your home today. Get a free estimate and receive $1,000 off installation. Visit BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S, BossSecurityScreens.com. Or call 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com or 702-637-0255. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's BossSecurityScreens.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour, brought to you by my friend, attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. If you'd like to join us, here's how you do it. We make it real easy for you. It's our old phone number, the one we've used for, I guess, the last 5 years. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In Las Vegas, 702-866-6700. Let's open up with Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I don't want you to think I'm stalking you, but I've been following you around for like at least 3.5-4 years now.
Oh, wow.
And,
I want to
give you food for thought.
Try me.
And your audience. All right, let's try this out for size. We need more competition, more free choices in education. And I say let George Soros pay for the squad cars. You know, it'll be Black Lives Matter community safety squads. And let's try that for a while. Let him pay for it. And they can spray paint on the side of their squad cars, you know, Black Lives Matter. And when they go to the scene of a crime, they don't bring guns or pepper spray. They bring spray paint with them and rocks and bricks. And if the criminal doesn't give up, they don't do any crazy stuff and kill anybody. They sing Come By You and songs like Power to the People. until the suspect, he's in tears now. I give up. I can't take any more mental torture from you crazy people.
Oh, Gary, I will tell you. Yeah, I know you're speaking tongue in cheek, and I get that. But I just want you to know, to me, all this Black Lives Matter stuff is not really the important issue. The important issue is, what happens after Black Lives Matter? What is it that those who are expressing support for Black Lives Matter, what is it they really want? Now, I happen to think, call me crazy, I happen to think that maybe what they're talking about is reparation. That they want money. They want a transfer of wealth from rich and middle-class people to poor people. One of the biggest problems for America, I think, is, well, the fact that we've got a lot of poverty. We got lots of poverty in our country. And we are the wealthiest nation on the planet, I think. But yet we still have poverty. Now something to think about. There's been a lot of talk, and Gary, by the way, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Always good to hear from folks from my former stomping ground. It's always good. I want you to hear from Kamala Harris. There used to be a wrestler, Kamala the Ugandan Giant. And I'll tell you the story sometime. But those of you from our old stomping ground, you know what I'm going to talk about. But there was a wrestler by the name of Kamala the Ugandan Giant. He was actually, in real life, he was a trash hauler. But at night he wrestled. And he made tons of dough. He had what he called a heart punch. Yeah. Anyway, Kamala Harris was on, where was this? She was tap dancing around whether defunding police, because nobody has been able to define what, you know, what it means to defund the police. Now, in New York, de Blasio is talking about taking money away from cops and putting it into social programs. I don't know quite what they're talking about. But one thing I do know is that Kamala Harris had a couple of opportunities, and I think she was on with CBS. She had an ample opportunity. If she wanted to weigh in and say what it is, we already know that some people, even Democrats, are refusing to support defunding cops. But the problem is nobody has defined exactly what that means. To one Democrat, that means less cops on the street. To others, it means more training. The bill that's being talked about right now in the House of Representatives and in the U.S. Senate is a bill that has, you know, you got to do body cams. All the stuff that Al Green was talking about just a few minutes ago. Body cams, more training. And by the way, I could support that. I'm fine because I happen to believe that for many cops, body cams aren't going to hurt you. They're going to help you. And to the people in the street that are claiming some sort of malice, it will either validate or invalidate your claim. So that's okay. I got no problem with that at all. No problem whatsoever. Stick around. We'll get to more of your calls, by the way. You want to join in, whether you're a new caller to this program or this station, or if you're following me from my former stomping ground, it's okay. The number's the same, though, 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. In Las Vegas, 702-866-6700. I'm Kevin Wall. And you're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up. Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. Best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a health care program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Are you hot in your bedroom? Don't lose your cool. Call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. You've heard it all before. We're the best. We're the cheapest. We'll save you 50%. Yeah, right. 50% off what? Blah, blah, blah. At Active Air Conditioning, we don't come out to pick your pocket. We come out to service your needs. If you want a healthy, professional AC technician, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. So remember, if it's hot in your bedroom, call Active Air Conditioning at 702-438-3357. 57.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit stoptextstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone. You can do that right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I promised I'd let you hear from Kamala Harris. She tap danced repeatedly around whether defunding police actually means less cops on the beat. I mean, it stands to reason. If you're going to cut cops, then you're going to cut the number of cops on the beat. This was Kamala Harris this morning.
We all witnessed the tragic murder of George Floyd. The people protesting in the streets are protesting what has been a long-standing issue in America that needs to be addressed. And it can be done in a way that does not require us to create fear in people. The reality of it all is this. There needs to be accountability and consequence for anyone who breaks the law and breaks the rules. And so what we're talking about in our package of bills is doing just that. And separately, we really do have to get to a point where we agree that the status quo way of thinking about achieving safety is really wrong when it assumes that the best way to achieve more safety is to put more police on the streets. It's just wrong. You know how you create more safety? You fund public schools, and it wouldn't be the case that in America today, two-thirds of our public school teachers come out of their own pocket to help pay for school supplies. The way you create more safety is people have access to health care, and it's affordable. The way you create more safety is the jobs in the community and economic opportunities and access to capital. And you can look at any middle or upper middle class suburb in America. You don't see police presence there. But what you do see there are good schools.
So does that
people
mean
have jobs. They have incomes that have to get through the end of the month.
So does that mean you support proposals like what we've seen in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from policing, about $150 million, invest it in health initiatives, training initiatives for youth?
I support investing in communities so that they become more healthy and therefore more safe. Right now, what we're seeing in America is many cities spend over one-third of their entire city budget on policing. But meanwhile, we've been defunding public schools for years in America. We've got to re-examine what we're doing with American taxpayer dollars and ask the question, are we getting the right return on our investment? Are we actually creating healthy and safe communities? And that's a legitimate conversation, and it requires a really critical evaluation. I applaud Eric Garcetti for doing what he's done.
So does it mean, bottom line, we need fewer police on the streets of America right now?
It means that we need to invest in communities, George. It means that we need to invest in educating our children when, if you look at it over a course of time, we have defunded public schools in America. It means that we need to create economic opportunities, access to capital for small businesses. In the midst of this coronavirus, which is still present, 90% of minority and women-owned businesses, small businesses, did not get access to the PPP. That's got to change. We need to recognize that if you invest in communities, they will be healthy, they will be strong, and we won't have a need for the militarization of police.
You notice she didn't answer. She just didn't answer. Now, if you tell me that this means more body cams, well, then what that tells me is that's going to cost more money. Cop shops all over the country, here in Las Vegas as well. Believe it or not, it is, well, let me put it this way. I don't know of a cop shop in America that would tell you, oh, we've got more than enough money, we're fine, thank you, don't worry about any increases next year. Every cop shop in America is always looking for more money. Hire more cops. More weaponry. I mean, every cop shop I know of. Anyway, the bottom line is that Kamala Harris, like many of her Democrat colleagues, doesn't really know what she's talking about. She can't enumerate what it is that they want. And that's what's so sad about this, that we're going to go round and round and round and round and round, and Congress is going to, you know, dance around the issue. And in the end, they're not going to do anything. It's gonna be like all the beer summits that Obama had. I mean, the Obama Biden administration had 8 years to fix what is wrong with systemic racism in America. How'd they do, guys? Huh? Did they fix it? They had 8 years. Did they make big inroads? Did they increase the wealth in black America? No. Did they lower the unemployment rate? No. Oh, I'm sorry. Who did that? Oh, that was President Trump. Bottom line. What happened 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago, is tragic. And there is a lesson to be learned. But anybody that expects wholesale changes in America, something other than spray paint or murals on streets for Black Lives Matter, if you think this is going to change anything, I don't think it is. I'm not even sure that it's going to change the presidential election. Oh, and by the way, today is Election Day. And I simply hope that if you have not voted and you're staring at that envelope, that you'll get down to a post office near you or one of the polling stations and vote. I mean, it's the right that we have as Americans to vote. And some who even aren't Americans get to vote, believe it or not. They do. Inactive voters, many of whom are dead, will be voting in this primary election. Stick around, more to do. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI for facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am so excited. We did this, gosh, over a year ago. We invited a major labor union leader to our show. He had fun on the show, and he's been with us ever since. He is Tommy White, Labor's Union Local 872 Business Manager. They're the folks that are building Allegiant Stadium and so many other projects. And he is a conservative. You say, what is it going to be like crossfire or something like that? You know, point, counterpoint. No. That's what it is. No, this guy supported the president. Republican candidates. And much of his membership, believe it or not, much of his membership, I think, is conservative. And one of the things that we like to do, we like to talk about what's going on out at the Allegiant Stadium, because we've got a stadium to build, and we've got just about a month and a half until it's ready to open. Yeah. So it's one of those deals where we gotta get rolling. But at least last time I talked to Tommy, which was a couple of weeks ago, I think, he said, nope, we're right on schedule. Now there's the possibility that we could host all or part of the Republican National Convention. Wouldn't that be cool? Imagine 50,000 people checking into strip hotels. Would that be kind of way cool? Would that be a nice injection of revenue into our economy at a time when we are just now waking up again after being put to sleep by the Sisolak shutdown? Wouldn't that be great? Of course it would. And really, the only thing standing in the way right now, because it looks like by the time they get to the convention, the stadium's going to be up and running, unless there's some major labor movement or something that shuts down construction or God forbid, something involving COVID-19. Otherwise, it looks like this thing is racing to completion. And wouldn't that be nice to be able to wake up our economy with 50,000 people spending loads of money, usually somebody else's money? Wouldn't that be like way cool? Well, the only guy that can stand in the way of that is Steve Sisolak, our governor, the same governor that did the Sisolak shutdown. Hashtag, really, the hashtag of Sack Sisolak. It rings a bell. I love it. Tommy White will join us. He is the Laborers Union Local 872 business manager. He's a fun guy. You're really going to like him if you've not heard from him. And guess what? He's a conservative. He's a labor union leader on a conservative radio talk show, on a conservative radio station. I'm Kevin Wall, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Don't wear a mask. Don't not go to work, but do.
All those adults that used to think were in charge and knew what they were doing, turns out they don't have all the answers.
Pretty much.
AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas heat is here, and Meineke has hot deals for you. Come in right now and get a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95 and a free AC inspection. That's right, only $17.95 for a synthetic blend oil change and a free AC check. Make sure to visit your local Meineke Care Center today.
Do you struggle with dizziness or loss of balance? When you roll over in bed, does the room spin? Do you have a difficult time concentrating and ringing in your ears? These are scary and debilitating symptoms of vestibular disorders, which affect the inner ear and brain. These symptoms are invisible and are often overlooked by others, but there's hope. Learn more about vestibular disorders at vestibular.org. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.